Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know his llama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, all attempts to find Abner's missing wife and daughter have met with failure. The old fellows are a little puzzled as to what steps to take next. Abner is in a pretty upset condition and is ready to go rushing off in search of Elizabeth on the slightest clue. And Lum has his hands full trying to restrain his worried and weary partner. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store. And Cedric is just entering. Listen.
Wonderful world.
Well, morning, Cedric.
Good morning, Mr. Abner.
What you got in the box there?
Oh, I forgot what you call them. Mr. Lum told me to go around collecting them. Heard anything from Miss Elizabeth and Little Pearl yet?
Oh, no, Cedric. Ain't heard a word. Not a single word.
Oh.
Let's see what you got there.
Yeah. Here, you take them and give them to Mr. Lum when he comes in.
Yeah, sure. Oh, these are binoculars, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I believe that's what they are.
Now, I reckon what Lum wants these for.
I don't know. He just told me to get them. That's all I know.
Huh.
Them three there is all I can collect so far, though. That's all I could find.
Yeah, that's curious. Now, what would Lum want with binoculars?
Maybe he lost something, wants to look through these and see if he can find it.
Well, I don't believe he'd go to all the trouble. Wait a minute. Reckon he could have been thinking about hunting for Elizabeth.
For Elizabeth?
I bound you, that's what it is, Cedric. He must have heard that Elizabeth and Pearl were saw heading up in the mountains or someplace, and he's getting up in a searching party to go look for them.
Is he sure enough?
Why, sure. Bless his heart.
Well, I sure wish I could go along, boy.
Well, you can, Cedric. Facts is, Lum's figuring on you going, I reckon. You got three pair of these binoculars here, ain't you?
Yes, Mom.
Well, there's one for Lum, one for me, and one for you.
Oh, boy, one for me, too.
My dog is here, Cedric. We better start getting ready, then. We'll have to get a batch of victuals together, and, well, I know something else we ought to have, too. We ought to have some horses.
Horses?
Well, yeah, we can cover a heap more ground and do more searching on horseback. I reckon where we could get some horses right quick.
Well, Papa's got some horses over at the blacksmith shop.
Huh?
He's shoeing them for Mr. Lunsford.
He is, huh? Oh, well, why don't you call your papa up and say, Cedric, and see if we can borrow three of them. I know Mr. Lunsford wouldn't care, special for something like this.
No, Mom, he wouldn't care.
No.
Papa can get them over here in about a half a minute, too, I bet you.
Yeah, let's see now. I better start getting the victuals packed up. Gunny sack full ought to be enough, oughtn't it?
Yes, Mom, I believe it. Hello, is that you, Papa? Well, this here is me. Yes, Mom, Cedric. Say, Papa, could you bring three of Mr. Lunsford's horses over here to the Jot'em Down store? It's for a searching party. Yes, Mom. Going up in the mountains and hunt for Miss Elizabeth. Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom. Oh, all right, Papa. Goodbye.
Is he going to do it, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. He's going to get some other fellas, too, and they're all going to join the searching party.
Well, good for them.
He said they'd be right over in just a couple of minutes, as soon as he could get here.
I know we'll find Elizabeth and Little Pearl. Hurry up now, Cedric. Help me get these victuals packed. I reckon we ought to have another sack full, too, if them other fellas is going along.
Yes, Mom. What do you want me to fill the sack with?
Oh, just anything you see there on the shelf that's good to eat. Crackers and canned goods and pickles and cookies. Put in some of them fancy cookies for Little Pearl. She just loves them. Wait a minute. I believe that's our ring.
Yes, Mom. I love them, too.
Hello? John and Down store's closed today, I think. Huh? Oh, hello, Miss Blevins. Yes, Mom, we're closed because we're going on a searching party to find Elizabeth. Yes, Mom, up in the mountains. Why, yes, we'd be proud to have him come along. Well, have him meet the others out in front of the store right away, then. All right, Miss Blevins. Goodbye. Doggy, did you hear that, Cedric? Mr. Blevins is coming along. He's going to get some other fellers, too.
Well, I reckon we ought to have another sack of victuals in, oughtn't we?
Yeah, better fill up another, Cedric. I believe I better hang up that store clothes sign, too. Let's see now, where is that thing?
Why don't you keep it in the same place all the time? That's what Mama tells me to do with everything.
Well, I do, Cedric. I always keep it in the same place. I just never can recollect where that place is. Wait a minute, here it is. I got it.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Morning, Lum. I was just fixing to put up the store clothes sign.
Store clothes sign?
Yeah, we'll have to close up till we get back from a searching party.
Searching party?
Oh, me, I hope we find Elizabeth and Little Pearl awful quick, Lum. I hate to think of them up there in them mountains all by themselves.
Here's another sack of vittles all packed, Mr. Evans.
Yeah, well, good, Cedric. Now go out in front and keep an eye open for your pop on them other fellers.
Yes, Mom.
Tell them we'll be ready in just a few minutes.
Wait a minute, Abner. What other fellers are you talking about?
Oh, Caleb Weehunt and Mr. Blevins. Might not half the fellers in town. They're all dining with the searching party. You don't care, do you?
Of course not. Now, Grannies, we're going up in the hills to look for Elizabeth. The more fellas we can get, the better.
Why, sure, sure.
How soon are we going to start?
Why, just as soon as we can. The fellas will be getting here any minute now. We got the vittles all packed in them gunny sacks there.
Oh, yeah, that's good. But wait a minute. I believe we ought to take along more food than that, Abner.
We had, huh?
Yeah, no telling how long we might be up there searching.
No, no.
Might take a couple of days. We don't know.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it? Yeah.
And we'll need some food for Elizabeth and Little Pearl, too.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be might nigh starved to death by the time we find them.
Yeah, bless their heart.
More than likely all they've had for the last few days is them wild berries and roots and one thing or another.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Elizabeth. Poor Little Pearl.
Well, now, don't start feeling sorrowful, Abner. This is the time for action. You pack up about three times that much vittles, and I'll see if I can find us a tent.
A tent?
Yeah, we'll pitch a tent up there at Clearwater Creek. That'll be a good place to camp.
You reckon Elizabeth's around there summer?
No, no, but that's a good place to camp. We can use that for our base, and fishing's good along in there, too, in case our food don't hold out.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, Grandpappy Spears has got a good tent. I know he'll let us have it, Lon.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we get that from him. That's a good idea.
Here, Mr. Edgar, they're here.
Well, good for them. Here, Cedric, you start toting these sacks out there and tell them to load them on the horses some way.
Wait a minute. I believe I got a better idea.
Huh?
We'll never be able to tote all this food on horseback, Abner.
We won't, huh?
We'll have to get a truck for it. Cedric, go out and tell them fellas to go on ahead, and we'll catch up with them later in the truck. Yes, Mom?
Tell them to head for Clearwater Creek, Cedric, and tell them to hurry.
Clearwater Creek?
Yeah.
That's where we're going?
Yeah, that's the place right there.
All right, I'll tell them.
Whose truck can we get, Mom? How about the Macmillan boys?
Yeah, that's big enough to haul the tent and all the other stuff we'll need.
Yeah, we don't want to forget them binoculars, neither.
Binoculars?
Yeah, Cedric brought in three of them here a while ago, like you told him to do. They're sitting there in that box on the counter.
Well, we can't take them, Abner. Them are for the Navy.
The Navy?
Yeah.
All right, doggies, is the Navy joining our searching party, too?
No, of course they ain't.
Huh?
The Navy's got a little searching party of its own to take care of. They've got to find enemy airplanes and submarines and such as that.
Submarines? For the land sakes, has somebody sold Elizabeth in a submarine?
Well, no, of course not.
Well, I was going to say, I don't see how a submarine'd ever get up there in them mountains. Them creeks is too shallow for anything as big as a submarine, Lum. I can tell them that right now.
Submarines thereafter are out in the ocean, Abner.
The ocean? Well, now, how in the world did Elizabeth get clean out there?
Abner, this ain't got nothing to do with Elizabeth.
Huh?
The Navy needs these binoculars to spot submarines before they can get a chance to sink our merchant ships and all such as that. Both the Navy fellas on ships and on shore patrol needs them.
Well, why do they need these here, Long? Can't they buy their own binoculars?
No, they can't.
Huh?
They've already got all the binoculars there is in all the stores in the country. And they still need a heap more of them.
Well, why don't the factories just make up a big batch of them then?
They can't do that neither, because the factories is all changed over to where they're making other stuff for the give them in.
Oh.
So you see, there's just one place where the Navy can get binoculars now, and that's from the citizens of the United States.
Oh.
So everybody's got to pitch in and send their binoculars to the Navy. They need them bad. And they need them right away, too.
Well, I reckon we ought to send these in for them, man.
Well, Sellers is on their way, heading up for the creek.
Well,
good. Well, we better get going ourselves.
Yeah.
I'll call Mr. Macmillan about borrowing his truck, and Cedric, you can go over to Grandpappy Spears and get that tent.
What tent?
Well, a tent we want to borrow from him, Cedric. Just tell him you want to borrow his tent. He'll know which one you're talking about.
Yes, Mom.
Wait a minute, though, Cedric. We can pick that up after we get the truck. Yeah, you better help Abner finish packing the vittles.
Yes, Mom. Boy, this is sort of fun, ain't it?
Mom, I still think we ought to use them binoculars ourselves.
Now, just forget that, Abner, because them are for the Navy. I don't believe you realize how important the thing it is for the government to get them binoculars.
Well, getting Elizabeth back is important, too.
Of course it is. I know just how you feel, Abner, but anything that'll help win the war is more important right now than Elizabeth or you or me or anyone, human.
Yeah.
Now, come on now. We got to hurry up and get started.
Wait a minute now, Lum. Which way are we going now? Are we going up in the mountains or to the ocean?
To the ocean? Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner.
Well, where was it if you heard Elizabeth was at?
I never heard she was at no place.
You never? Well, Why did you get up there searching for it then?
Me? I never got it up. You was the one that done that.
Why, no, Lum. The first I heard about it was when Cedric come in here a while ago with them binoculars and... Let's see now. Uh-oh. You know what I done?
Don't try to tell me. I know exactly what you done.
Huh?
Cedric, go get in your car and try to head them fellas off. Tell them the whole thing was a mistake.